Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are joined by the mayor of Buffalo, Mayor Byron Brown. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
This week, you talked about plans for the eclipse, which is now less than a month away. Mayor Brown, what do you want people of Buffalo to know going into this once-in-a-lifetime event?
I want them to be smart and safe. I want them to prepare for the event. We anticipate heavy traffic on that day. It's estimated that anywhere between 500,000 to 1,000,000 people could be in the city to view the eclipse. We are positioned well to be able to see it on the axis of where it will be most visible. So because of that, people that need groceries, people that need to get prescriptions, that require medications, they should do that days in advance so they don't experience inconvenience in trying to get essential items. People that are staying in the hotels that are going to be watching at different places around the city want to make sure that they take extra time if you're traveling someplace to see the eclipse. So plan to leave early to go wherever you're going. And plan to get back late because the traffic congestion is expected to be very heavy.
Now, the county executive was talking about he wants businesses to be shut down during the eclipse. Are you passing that same message along to city businesses?
Well, I think the thought with businesses shutting down, if they are non-retail or restaurant or hospitality-related businesses, it might make sense for those businesses to allow their employees to work remotely, again, because of the anticipated congestion on the roadways. For those businesses that are in the hospitality arena, our hotels, our restaurants, our retailers, those businesses should stay open because this can provide a significant revenue source for businesses that are in the hospitality, restaurant, retail industry.
Now, with the added traffic, and as you said, we could have up to 1,000,000 extra people in Western New York. Will there be extra police crews out on the 8th?
Like any major special event, the Buffalo Police will have a comprehensive plan working with other partners in law enforcement, Erie County Sheriffs, New York State Police, even federal agencies. So there will be an increased police presence on the roadways to try to help with traffic control. But again, people need to be prepared. They need to be patient. They need to realize that if you are driving on the day of the eclipse, which I believe is Monday, April 8th, there's going to be a lot of traffic congestion expect to potentially be caught in traffic jams.
Mayor, do you know where you're going to be for the eclipse at this point?
I don't know at this point. My wife and I are helping to raise our great nephew and great niece. Children will be home from school, so perhaps at home with the family, but not sure at this point what the city needs might be.
Now, I want to move to park safety. We had Councilmember Rashid Wyatt on last segment, and he's having a meeting tomorrow at Dash's to talk about the cameras, lighting, security at Shoshone Park. Overall, we had the alleged attack there, or the attack there a week ago. We've had other security issues. Where should this? What's the next move for the city when it comes to park safety?
So that meeting tomorrow is not necessarily on that subject. It's another input session led by the city's consultant to talk about major renovations that will be taking place at Shoshone Park and getting the public's feedback on those renovations so they understand what the timelines are, what the schedule will be, and we get to hear from the public the input that they have. Park security and safety is certainly very important in any municipality. During my time as mayor, we've invested well over $80 million in our parks, playgrounds, and community centers. With the event, with the event that took place in Shoshone, we certainly have an enhanced police presence. We have a camera system in different parts of the city. We have license plate readers in different parts of the city. So the Buffalo Police Department has a plan that is in place for parks, not just Shoshone, but parks across the city of Buffalo, and certainly paying very close attention to park safety so our residents can feel comfortable using parks across the city of Buffalo, including Shoshone Park, that the city will be investing very heavily in.
You know, we talked about the eclipse. It's a busy month for the city of Buffalo with upcoming holidays. Let's start with the St. Patrick's Parade, a big event in the city every year. Any notes going forward with that, with up security for this year's event?
Yes, Joe, definitely.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Please. Actually, two parades in the city of Buffalo, the Old First Ward Parade, which will take place on Saturday, and the big St. Patrick's Day Parade on Delaware Avenue, where thousands and thousands of people are potentially will be lining the streets of Delaware Avenue to watch that parade. We will have an increased police presence on Saturday and on Sunday. The police will have a very detailed public safety plan for both parades. For the parade on Sunday, where we anticipate a very large turnout of people, there will be a plan with Buffalo Police and other law enforcement agencies, including our fire department and the Department of Public Works, to ensure the safety of the public.
And then also right before the eclipse, the month before the eclipse, we got coming up is the Broadway Market. Obviously, the Easter holiday brings a lot of people into the city for the Broadway Market. And I know that's another exciting time of year for the city of Buffalo.
Really exciting time in the city of Buffalo. The Easter season at the Broadway Market is a happy time, a wonderful time, a fun-filled time. There will be thousands and thousands of people from all across the city of Buffalo, all across Western New York, that will be coming to the Broadway Market. We will have a good plan for all of those visitors to have a good time and to be able to purchase and access the great businesses that are in the Broadway Market. We had an early test run with Black History Month events at the Broadway Market in February that were held every Saturday in the month of February, where we had large crowds on February. That went very successfully. That was a good test run for having even larger crowds for the Easter holidays. Yesterday, we had an Easter test run at the Broadway Market. A lot of people, the plan worked very smoothly. So we're looking forward to that. Around Easter, Broadway Market will be one of the most vibrant shopping destinations in all of Western New York.
Mayor, it was a few months ago, there was an opinion piece in the Buffalo News about the condition of the parking ramps and the parking area around the Broadway Market. Is that something the city of Buffalo is looking at?
Yes, the city of Buffalo is looking at not only the parking ramps and the condition of the area around the Broadway Market. We're looking at the whole Broadway Fillmore community in close proximity to the Broadway Market, including the Central Terminal. The city, working with the state, has been able to secure $40 million for interior and exterior redesign of the Broadway Market. There will also be money going into the streetscape outside the Broadway Market. That construction is expected to start in 2025. We will be involved in a design process where, again, we will be taking community input. We want to hear from the community, want to hear some of the things that they'd like to see, some of the repairs that they would like to see made. And we'll have a more detailed announcement on that process later in the month of March, but there will be significant money spent inside and outside the Broadway Market and that immediate Broadway Fillmore area.
A project that was approved by the council this week for the Commodore Pert home, better known as the Perry Projects. It's a $300 million undertaking. Mayor, can you tell us what the next steps are for that project downtown?
City has been working on that for a considerable amount of time with the Buffalo Municipal Housing Authority, working to assemble resources, working to develop a plan, working with residents to get their input. The next stage of that project, which we sent to the City Council for their review and approval, is the demolition of some of the buildings that have been vacant at the Perry Projects for a very long period of time. Sadly, those vacant buildings have been an eyesore condition. The condition is so bad. Those buildings cannot be renovated. They cannot be reused. So the next step is demolition. We've been able to assemble the funds that are needed to finally move forward with the demolition as part of the overall $300 million redevelopment and redesign of the Perry projects. It is going to be a beautiful development. It will be low income and affordable housing, and it will be a real asset to that area of the city of Buffalo. The transformation, once it's done, is going to be truly incredible.
Yeah, I know this was this has been, as you said, a long talked about project, and nice to see the next steps soon underway. Now, Mayor, you've got a busy day today. You're the co-chair at the Variety Kids Telethon.
Yes, I'm actually the honorary chair of the Variety Kids Telethon. The money at the Variety Kids Telethon goes to Oshai Women and Children's Hospital and other children's charities in our community, including the Buffalo Police Athletic League. As a parent, as an uncle, I've had the occasion to visit Women and Children's Hospital many times as mayor, visiting the children of families in our community. I've been to Women and Children's Hospital dozens and dozens of times. We are very fortunate in this community to have a standalone children's hospital. When you look at all of the communities all across America, we have one of 42 standalone children's hospitals in the nation. So it is a real gift. It is a real blessing to have this facility. And when I was asked to serve as the honorary chairperson for the Variety Kids Telethon, certainly jumped at the chance to do that instantly. And everything that I have been asked to do to help raise money for Women and Children's Hospital and other major children's charities in the community, I have been honored to do. I have felt like it is a privilege to do because it helps the city of Buffalo, Erie County, and Western New York, and our children and families living in the community to be able to support Women and Children's Hospital and these other great children's charities that we have in our community.
Well, and Mayor, we will be tuned in until 8 o'clock tonight, the Variety Kids Telethon over on WBBZ. And Mayor, as always, thank you so much for giving us some time this morning.
Great to be with you, Joe. Thank you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.